Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So, Professor, we have been discussing how do we teach that self-defense kind of thing to our children. And you gave us a very beautiful tips in the last episode that we got to be teaching our children that rudeness or violence has not to be answered always by rudeness and violence only. And you gave the examples from Imam Ali alayhi salam's story in the wars. And you said we can be teaching the stories, teaching this to our children from the stories of prophets, peace be upon them, and also imams. And now you said that there's one important point that we got to be teach our children to say no. Can you explain more on that?
So starting from the beginning again, we need to teach self-defense. We need to teach them to be courageous and have valor and strength without resorting to violence. They do not need to hit back at everything which is thrown at them. If it's a rude comment, it's something rude, it's abuse, then you need not to answer back. That is important. We need to tell them the courage is to be able to control yourself in a situation. Somebody just wants to instigate you. You don't need to be instigated. So for that, you need to have develop a sense of self-confidence in the child. The child has to have confidence in himself. He does not feel that he is belittled by anyone, by just some rude words. He feels that confident of himself. He feels that he is of his independent. He has a strong moral character. He is not afraid of anything. He's not afraid of the fact that somebody will cause his image to be destroyed. Sometimes when someone is rude to you and you don't fight back and you don't hit back, you think that people will think that you're weak, whereas you're not weak. It's the showing of your strength.
All right.
That you are controlling yourself. Of course, if it becomes a habit from the other side and he continues to do so, then you need to stop that. You need to be with confidence, stop that. Warn the person, the other guy, that you need to take care of your behavior. Otherwise, I have the power and the strength to strike back, but I'm not doing so because it's not an honorable and dignified thing for me to do. So please desist from continuing. And if he doesn't, then he should be able to strike back in an equal measure. It should not be beyond what offense has been committed.
Right.
The defensive action should be commensurate with the offensive action, not more than that. It should not be as in occupied Palestine, the Israelis, they carry out this indiscriminate killing of children and elderly people, or the youth, by saying they have killed one Jew, we will kill tens of Palestinians, for example. This is disproportionate defense or reaction to an action which has been done.
Yeah.
So we need to teach them that violence has to be refrained from. We need to, as I said, teach them how to become friends and make a group.
Groups.
And be together in a collective effort. They should feel confident about themselves.
All right.
And one should be strong. One should be not harsh and not violent, but confidence should be shown from him. A person would say that he is firm. A person, if I...
What is his confidence level that
confidence,
he shows
up? He is firm.
Right.
And we know how to say no. If something is not, we can't do anything, we say no, sorry.
All right.
Or so it's not allowed, we say no.
Yeah. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Salman Akhavi with us. And Professor, you were helping us how do we teach self-defense to our children? You said that they got to be working in teams, and they got to be developing that confidence that if someone says something to them, they should not be easygoing with each and everything. They should be able to say no to a lot of things. So how do we develop actually that confidence of saying no in our children?
So we need to make them understand what the rules are, what the principles are, what the values are, what our values, and what they should value, how they should be using their time. Where should they be putting their energies?
Unfortunately, there are some of the societies wherein parents teach their children that saying no is a kind of disrespect. And many children face very difficult situations with this kind of attitude, with this kind of upbringing they have. So why is it, first of all, important to say no?
So, yes, the important thing, as I was saying, if a child has been trained in such a way that he knows that he has certain goals to achieve in life, he has to achieve a certain target in life. He needs based upon certain principles and values, and whatever he wants to do is based on that, on reaching that goal. So anything which is going to go against that is going to make him diverge from that goal. Then in that case, he should be able to very politely and respectfully say, sorry, I can't do it because I have more important things to do. Or some wrong things are imposed upon him. He's asked by some bullies to do something wrong, to help them and assist them in doing some wrong deed.
Yeah.
Robbing someone, maybe.
Yeah.
Then he should be very courageously saying, no, I'm sorry, I'm not such a bad sort of person. So he should have the courage and confidence to say no if it goes against the goals which he is supposed to live for. The goals should be noble and lofty, and he should be after them, and he should not take care of things which are not going to help him in achieving those goals. And number two, if there's something which is against those goals, it is going to, it's something of a wrong nature, of an evil nature, that is certainly going to make him lose in this life, so he very strongly should be able to say no, and very respectfully say no, even if it is an elderly person who wants that to be done. Of course, you can't say no to your parents. If they want you to do something, then you have to do them, to carry out those things, if it does not go against the command of Allah Almighty. You have to take care of the opinions and the commands of your parents.
So what seems to be more important over here before you develop the confidence of saying no in your children is that you got to be teaching your children the red lines.
Exactly.
The red lines that are mentioned in Islam, there should be some of the lines, and they need to know those lines so that they can say no. to many of the things. Well, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we are discussing the importance of saying no and how we can actually teach that to our children. Professor, you said that it is very important to say no at many of the places, and because Islam has some red lines, and we got to be teaching those red lines to our children. Now you are telling us how we can say no. Number one, you said that we got to be developing that confidence in our children.
Yes, so we need to, you know, as I said, one thing is important, that they should, when they can prioritize things according to their goals, they need to be able to set their goals and set priorities to achieve those goals. What is important for them to carry out activities which are necessary for them to achieve those goals. They need to be confident about them. They should be sure about themselves that this is the proper thing to do. Anything which is going to make them diverge from that, they need to say, they should stop themselves from doing so. They should not indulge in things which are going to stop them. And when that is that confidence is developed in ourselves, that look, we have this goal, we need to prioritize, we need to do these things as a priority first, step number one, two, three, four, then anything which comes in that way should be repulsed. Whether it's my personal feeling inside, I need to, for example, I need to study, and if I don't study tonight, I'm not going to pass tomorrow. Or if I don't study today, I will not pass my examinations a few months on. But let's go out for a picnic tonight, or let's go out for an outing tonight. Every night we say, let it come to, okay, we'll go out tonight, we'll leave it for tomorrow. Yeah. Let my studies go for tomorrow. Then you're all the time, you're passing things away for the future.
Shifting your work from today's work to tomorrow.
Yes. So that is, if I'm ready to do that for myself, based on my whims and desires, then I will be ready to do that for anyone else also. So I'm not going to be confident about myself. I'm not going to be confident. And then especially if my parents and my elders have started to, you know, all the time, belittling me and comparing me with my siblings.
All right.
And that makes me lose my confidence. Oh, look, your brother, he's a good swimmer.
And sometimes, sometimes with neighbors, and sometimes yes. With relatives. Sometimes.
Oh, he's a good sportsman. What about you? He's good at studies. What about
exactly.
you? So
that's the biggest problem.
That is the problem that a child is facing. So he may or may have his own goals, he may not have them, but if he especially let down by his parents or his elders or his siblings or whatever, then he will lose the confidence, and he will be prone to accept the words of bullies.
He
will not be able to say no to them. Or any time thieves. You have so many time thieves. It's not just bullies from outside, it's from within, from others. So the confidence to say no is very much important about being able to be confident about yourself and have trust in your own.
And sometimes just saying this no can be used as a defense for yourself.
Exactly.
Can use it as a defense tool. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for those beautiful advices. What we learned today is that to teach no to your children, based on the Islamic guidelines, based on the Islamic red lines, and also develop the confidence in your children to say that no, because when we let down our children by comparing them with their siblings or neighbors or outsiders, they lose that confidence and they can actually get easily become the victim of bullying from anyone. and may not be able to say no to defend themselves. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.